on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Liana Graham joins us from the Heritage Foundation. I encourage you to go to heritage.org to find out not only about the organization in general, if you haven't already, but also the source we go to most often for relevant content that impacts you regularly. TheDailySignal.com is where we're finding today's story. The headline is, there's no going back if New York City elects Zohran Mamdani. And Liana, thanks so much for taking the time. And actually, what people don't know is short notice, you were able to pinch hit for Emma Waters today. And we appreciate all of you do, including the time we've spent with others from the Heritage Foundation over the years. But welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. I am very excited to converse with you today.
Well, now I've been kind of tracking with what's happening in the New York City election. And, you know, often I'll bring it up to friends. They're somewhat familiar, but I'm not sure whether it's the KLYT listener or others in New Mexico or even around the country, realize how important it is to really have a pulse on what's going on in New York. For those maybe unfamiliar, can you bring them up to speed? And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, why it should be relevant to all of us.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So currently what's happening is that the current candidate for mayor in New York, Zohran Mamdani, that seems to be running leads in the polls, that is very popular with young people such as myself, is a self-described democratic socialist and has proposed a litany of proposals that I think economists and conservatives and good faith Americans alike rightly regard as horrifying, including city-owned grocery stores, taxing certain people simply by virtue of being white, and all sorts of things of that nature. And so while people might not understand that the stakes of this election are so high, probably has to do with the fact that New York is a city. They might think, well, it's a city. It's not a state election. It's not a federal election. Why should I, a common American, care about what's going on in New York? And I think we should care. My parents are both immigrants from a former communist country. They were raised in Romania. They were raised in a centrally planned economy. They know what it is like when a country, a city, a group of people starts to accept the view that government is in charge of everything, that government exceeds its sphere and now starts acting as your parent, your nanny, your manager. My parents grew up in the context of breadlines, and they know how quick, or just how slow, sorry, that change could happen. It doesn't happen all at once. It does not happen overnight. No, it happens over time, and it starts at the micro level. So I do think Americans need to understand that people like Mamdani and the political platform that he represents is a radical departure from American values and the American way of life. And there should be a bipartisan effort to confront that. And moreover, Americans should understand that just because this is a local election, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have far-reaching implications nationally speaking. And we have to think in the long term about the precedent this sets for the Democratic Party in the future.
Yeah, and I think for many that are listening, thoughts may come, yeah, I know, we've seen what the governor of New York's done, or the governor of Minnesota or California, or right here in New Mexico, which is as blue as any state could be, what we're talking about when it comes to Mamdani is kind of that on steroids. And, you know, you briefly mentioned things like government-owned grocery stores. I want to put this image in our listeners' minds, is think of the lines that you see from Eastern Bloc countries where you go into, you know, and quite honestly, we got a little taste of it during COVID when you walk in the store and half the shelves are empty. That is what probably New York can be looking forward to. And the truth is, I mean, he is expected to win. The setup there right now, Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate, a conservative, and founder of the Guardian Angels is on the ballot, and as is Andrew Cuomo, who you know many of our listeners are probably familiar with his being the former governor of New York. And you know, if you thought Cuomo had issues, if you're trying to line that up to your values, again, the value set that you're going to find with someone like Mom Dami is going to be essentially it's communist. He's an openly socialist Democrat, much more so than we've probably ever seen run for a public office or be at a place where, you know, he's expected to win. So the truth is, you know, if elected, I guess my hope would be that quickly New Yorkers and the rest of the country would see the failure in doing things like, you know, decreasing the amount of police and changing, you know, like you mentioned, the grocery stores and so much more. It is really something to be aware of and kind of, you know, a litmus test almost for the rest of the country. It's also, I think, maybe, Liana, a result of the inability for people who are citizens of the United States and citizens of whatever state or, you know, and they're not registered to vote. And when it comes to evangelicals, historically, evangelicals, half of them register to vote. And of those that register to vote, half of them get out. We saw now during the 2024 election, I think more of them got out. But in the 2020 election, as a direct result, I believe, especially when it comes to Arizona, that the evangelical vote wasn't realized because much of it was on the couch. So it does speak to the need for us to be active in the public square and to, since we still have the freedom to do that, which
yes,
people like Mom Dami would probably want to change, that we exercise that right and stand up for the values that are so important to us. Any more on that, Liana? Any thoughts?
Yes. I did think while you were speaking about that quote from Ronald Reagan, which is very timely at the moment. It's never not timely, to be quite frank with you, which is that freedom is never more than one generation far away, or away from being lost. And I think what you are articulating here about the abdication of certain evangelical groups or even young voters or even Americans in general who don't understand the stakes of this election or who don't understand the stakes of an individual like Mom Dani winning this election and running New York City, the hub of freedom, the symbol of the free world. I think just think about what New York represents and how it is to so many people around the world, emblematic of what America is and what it should stand for. To me, it highlights something that I have been very aware of since I was a kid, which is that if you're not aware of your history, you are very quick to forget it, right? History doesn't often repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And I think if we're not aware of the privileges and the freedoms that we have and how costly they were to win, it is so easy to let them slip away from under our fingers. But given the fact that I was raised by parents who literally fought for their freedom. My parents lived in a country that underwent a revolution to overthrow a communist regime that would put people in jail for openly professing to be Christian, that took away people's private property. You couldn't even own a hammer and a nail in communist Romania because it was considered means of production. And we also should remember what the technical academic definition of socialism is. It's the dictatorship of the proletariat. What does that mean? It means seizing the means of production. And who represents the proletariat? The state. And communist academics understand socialism to be a necessary step towards the road to communism. So calling Mom Dani and his platform a communist platform to me is not outlandish. It is something that is in line with the theory that they themselves articulate and defend. And I think you hit the nail on the head about the importance of evangelicals, the importance of everyday Americans to pursue their civic duty and to vote and to inform one another about the importance of the values that and the freedoms that they have, because they were won and they were hard won, and we cannot take them for granted.
Yeah, and on that note, I'll direct our listeners to klyt.fm. In the Action Center there, you'll see an iVoter guide, for the upcoming mayoral election right here in Albuquerque. You'll also find voter guides from the New Mexico Business Coalition and New Mexico Family Action Movement, all in the Action Center at klyt.fm. And also, Liana, I always like to bring it back to keeping the main thing the main thing. In spite of what happens in New York, Jesus will be on the throne. That doesn't negate our responsibility to be active in the public square. But we do encourage the listener to not only pray for what's happening in New York, but around our country, for our leaders here in New Mexico. And do it regularly, and be an ambassador, loving others while sharing the truth. And we appreciate how you do that, Liana, and all the work that's being done at the Heritage Foundation. Go to heritage.org. You'll find the donate button there if you want to support their efforts. And Liana, look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much, Steve. I greatly appreciate the invitation.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.